弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。
今天主日的上午，我们有机会在一起啊，跟在世界各个角落里面的属于基督的教会一起来崇拜。
Well, this morning we have this opportunity to worship God together with all the churches scattered around the world.
啊，谢谢段强弟兄刚才的翻译。其实，爱是一种品格，你不能说爱是一种个性，而是爱是一种我们生命的品质。
So.Love is the not 个性 not
personality,
not personality, but character.
A character, yeah.
Okay.
我想大家都很熟悉这段哥林多前书十三章的经文，有时候我们称它为爱的颂歌，一般通常是在一个婚礼上被读出来的，对吗？每当
we are familiar with this this words. Often recited during wedding.
不但是基督徒很熟悉。这也是非信徒当中的一个圣经的金句。
Well, it's also a classical paragraph in Bible, even to non-believers.
通常听人家听到这段话读出来的时候，通常的反应就是哇，好美啊。
Well, yeah, the most typical response to this paragraph is, well, what a beautiful, how beautiful it is.
特别是第四节到第八节，对吗？保罗用了各式各样的形容词来修饰爱究竟是什么。
Especially from verse 4 to verse 8, Paul used all kinds of adjectives to describe love.
今天我们要来看这段经文，来明白究竟他在整个哥林多教会、哥林多前后书信里面，他告诉我们些什么。
Today we are going to think about this, this part of the Bible to see in the whole Corinthians and to the church at the Corinth where Paul wants us to know.
在网上我看到有很多人发起各式各样的讨论，其中有一个很火的问题，说什么是我们今天社会里面最缺乏的一种美德。
I saw that on internet, some people started a discussion and asked the question, what is the most lacking virtue in our society today?
最后我看到得到最多的评论答案是说，当官的不要贪污，有权的不要作恶，要将心比心，大家都不能活得太自私。
Eventually I found the most popular answers like,officers don't corrupt and persons with authority don't do evil things. Understand each other. Don't live so selfish.
好像不自私是他们觉得这个世界最高的一个品德。
It seems like they thought the not being selfish is the highest standard of this world.
但我在想，如果用同样一个问题来问教会里的弟兄姐妹，问历世历代的任何一个基督徒。他们得到的答案可能会整齐划一。
I think if I ask the same question to Christians in any church in the history, probably they will answer, they will give the same answer.
答案大家是说什么
？What do you think?
是爱，对吗
？Love.
圣经当中告诉我们，最崇高的美德是爱。
Bible tells us the most beautiful character is love.
这两种不同的回答。有什么异同？一边说最高的美德是不自私，一边说是爱，对吧
？What's the difference between these two answers? One says it's not selfish, the other is about love.
一边说最高的美德就是不要做什么什么，而这边说你要应该做什么，不自私等于爱吗
？One side says not what not to do, the other side says what you should do is.Not being selfish, equivalent to love.
为了帮助我们更好的理解这段经文，我们稍微的来介绍一些哥林多的历史背景。
In order to understand this scripture, let's introduce a little bit about the city of Corinth, the background.
哥林多是初世纪在罗马帝国的一个大都市，差不多你可以把它想象成今天的纽约或者是上海、香港。
Corinth is it was a big metropolitan in the first century. It's kind of like New York or Shanghai today.
首先呢，它是一个海港城市，它连接了几个重要的经济动脉。
First of all, it's an important harbor that is connected to a few important areas.
有南来北往的货船、商人、资讯。这个城市在物质上非常的繁荣，而且它有相当多元化的文化。
Well, the cargo ships come back and forth from north and south, and it has pretty diverse culture and advanced business.
所以这个城市在当时的规模也很大，而且住着很多不同种族的人，有亚洲人，有欧洲人，甚至还有非洲人。在他们的中间有蓝领，有中产阶级白领，还有精灵。
The city had a big population. All kind of people living there. Asian, European, Africans, and blue color, middle class, golden color.
另外一个就是让哥林多这个城市很有名的是什么呢？因为他们这种很繁荣的经济。南来北往的各色人等，还有他们的这个文化多元性啊，这个城市在道德上非常的自由化，非常的 liberal， 非常的放纵。
Another reason make the city famous is because of the you know the business and the so it's very liberal the moral indulgence。
对，跟今天的纽约差不多，对吧？
like、
在希腊的剧作家亚里士多芬的笔下。哥林多人这个词啊，是一个贬义词，它用来形容那些纵欲的人。
The playwriter, what's the name? The Aristophanes.
Aristophanes.
Aristophanes. He used the word grinses to refer to the person who has moral indulgence.
当时很流行的一句谚语是说什么呢？说是好男人就不去哥林多。
There was a popular proverb at that time say, "Good man won't go to Corinth."
大概你可以想象一下哥林多是一个什么样的地方。
So、you can imagine what kind of place it was.
保罗在哥林多的前后这两封教牧书信里面提出来对教会很多地方的指责。
In the first and second Corinthians, Paul actually lists a lot of corrections to the church at Corinth.
比如说在哥林多前书第三章里面保罗提到说在教会里面有结党和纷争的问题。
For example, Paul pointed out that there were issues like in the church, they gathered in small groups and they have conflict, they conflict each other.
第四章里面他提到说哥林多教会的信徒很骄傲不顺从使徒的教训甚至质疑保罗使徒的身份。
Also, he pointed out that they are pretty proud. They won't obey the authority of apostles and even challenging the authority of Paul.
第六章往后，他提到教会里面出现了很多在道德上的淫乱，甚至教会软弱，不能够将这样的人赶出去。
And also, he mentioned that in the church that. Something wrong in moral, and the church was so weak, couldn't you know deal with such persons.
所以一直到第十三章里面，我们读到这段爱的颂歌，我想让你明白，特别是第四节到第八节里面讲的爱是永不止息，爱是什么不嫉妒、不自夸，对吧？我们大家都能唱的这些。这些他用来修饰爱的这些希腊词啊，在整个哥林多前后书里面都出在其他地方出现过。
So I want you to know that all the words that Paul used here to describe love actually were used in other part of the Corinthians.
但是呢，在其他地方使用的时候，都是用来指责这个哥林多教会没有做到的地方。
But when they were used in other places, they were used for criticize the church for something they didn't do.
所以这段经文啊，爱的颂歌是一个非常严肃的对于哥林多教会的一个指证，也包含了非常严谨的神学的立论。
So this part of the Bible, the scripture, is a serious correction to the church and also a.Regulars point in theology.
所以这不是一个散文，不是保罗写的累了，突然间说我写一首诗吧。
So So it wasn't a poem or prose Paul wrote.
我想让在哥林多教会收到这份书信，在他们的聚会当中被诵读的时候，他们每听到一个这样的词，心里面都会有一个羞愧感。
So I think when this letter was read in the church, those listeners should feel shame every time they hear the word.
今天我们没有读哥林多这个十三章的后面到十三节。
We didn't read the rest of it. After chapter 13.
保罗在这里面介绍了一个三条腿的人生。
Where Paul introduced a vision of life with three legs.
这三条腿是什么呢？就是信心、盼望和爱。
They are faith, hope, and love.
他说每一个人的生命当中都有这三个最重要的支柱。
He said in the life of everybody, there are three poles like this.
首先信心说什么？说一个人你相信什么是真善美，你相信谁是你生命的主宰，你相信什么样的人生的道路是值得去追寻的。
So the faith means what you believe in, what kind of, what do you believe is truth, kindness, beauty, what kind of life path, what's your effort pursuing.
盼望讲的是这个人对未来的憧憬，是吧？
Hope is what person looks forward.
当你落在沮丧焦虑当中的时候，什么样的愿景能够去激励你重新去振作起来？
What kind of vision and hope can motivate you and encourage you when you are trapped in depression and anxiety?
你期待得到什么样的帮助、安慰或者陪伴？
What kind of help, comfort or company do you expect to get?
你的这些盼望有根据吗？
Is your hope based on anything?
最后他说爱，这里面讲的爱不是那种罗曼蒂克的情爱。
Then he talked about love, which is not a romantic love.
他这里面讲的是一个人心里面究竟真正喜爱些什么，在乎些什么。
It means what we really care, what we really like in our heart.
所以第一节到第八节里面展开了，说在这三样东西当中最重要的，一个人爱些什么。
So he pointed out that what is the most important is love, what people love.
我们首先来看第一节。
Let's take a look at verse one.
他说：“我若能说世人和天使的方言，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一样。”
If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
首先，我们来明白一下，他说，如果有一个人，他可以说世人的方言，甚至是天使的话语，这代表什么？
What it means if somebody can speak the language of men, even angels.
这是一种了不起的能力，对不对？
It's a superpower.
甚至是一种不可思议的超自然的神迹。
Yeah, it's super mystery. Well, yeah.
没有。在座有多少人会那个多种语言的，超过中文跟英文？
How many of you can speak more language than just English and Chinese?
可以举个手啊。
French.
Yeah.
Cantonese and Mandarin.
还有我们背景比较复杂一点，我们说的会比较多一点。可想象一下，有一个人，他可以说很多语言。
Imagine a person who can speak a lot of language.
有一年，我被邀请去一个学生大会里面做讲员。
I was invited to a student. As a speaker.
那边的学生都是来美国读书的国际学生。
Those students are international students come to study America.
大概有七八百人在那边。
About 700 to 800.
所以开会的第一天晚上，主持人你知道很热闹，年轻人的那个聚会，主持人让所有人都站起来。他说，在座能够说两种以上语言的，请你继续站着，其他人可以坐下来。
Well, the first night, the host asked all the students, you know, whoever can speak more than two languages remain standing and others can sit down.
所以你知道所有的美国人都坐下去了，对吗？
All Americans sit down.
然后呢，主持人一点点加，一点点加。我很吃惊的是，当他说到有谁会五种以上语言继续站着的时候，那个会场里面还站了大概二十几个人。
Well, I was surprised that when they asked who can speak more, five different languages, remaining standing, there were still more than 20 students standing.
后来主持人把这二十几个人全部请到台上去，让他们来自我介绍。为什么你会哪些语言，而且现场要演示给大家听？
Then those students were invited to the stage and to show what language they can speak and also speak those different languages.
所以我想，哇，不可思议。你知道这些人他们拥有这样语言的能力代表他们沟通的能力，对吗？
They have the ability of language, gives them the ability of communicating.
甚至代表了他们过去成长起来那种复杂的环境，对吗？他们在很多国家都生活过。
Also reflect their complex background.
你想没想过，如果有一个人，保罗在这里面他甚至用一个修辞的说法，他说如果有一个人甚至能够懂天使的话语，他会怎么样？
Paul even mentioned that, you know, how about if somebody can understand the tongues of angels?
我不是特别明白天使的这个话语究竟指的是什么。天使之间用来交流的语言，甚至被一个凡人能够听得懂。
I don't really know what exactly the tongues of angels is. What kind of how they communicate? Among angels.
有人说这可能就是当时教会里面所说的说方言吧。
Probably that means the speak what tongues in church.
因为有时候说方言不一定说的是我们这个世界上的方言，而甚至没有任何一个地域特征的一个方言。
Sometimes they speak tongues is not really the actual natural language in a certain area.
不是说一个上海人某天在教会里突然开始说起河南话来，或者一个台湾人、一个闽南人突然间会说粤语起来，对吗？不是这个意思。
That means that, you know, some Shanghai people can speak dialect in Hunan, not like that.
而是说有一个人说了一个没人能懂的话，而突然间有另外一个人却能够明白他说些什么。
It's like somebody suddenly speaks something nobody else understands, but there's one person who knows the meaning.
在一个教会里面，如果有一个这样的人，大家肯定会因为他这种特殊的能力而敬仰他，对吧？很想往他身边蹭，要问他很多问题，对吧？要请教他很多奥秘。
If there's such a person in the church, maybe a lot of persons are very admire him and try to get closer to him and ask him some mysteries.
但是保罗这边一个句式，他说，却没有爱，我就成了明的罗想的拔一样。我们要来看看明的罗和想的拔代表什么。
Well, here Paul says that kind of person without love is just like resounding gongs. Let's see what it means.
有些人解释这段圣经就是说，可能保罗做一个比喻吧，因为这两种乐器都是说是声音够响，但是呢音色很差，可能是形容那些徒有外表没有内涵的人。
Some people think that, you know, these two kind of instruments they are very loud but not that doesn't sound that beautiful. So maybe Paul means those person who have a nice appearance but don't really have a good internal character.
但是我相信可能这个解释不准确，因为在哥林多教会这个处境当中啊，在哥林多这个文化，刚才我们介绍过的鸣的锣和响的拔代表的是当时异教崇拜里面最常用的乐器来着。
So I think the previous explanation was not that precise because the resounding gongs and clanging cymbalthey were two typical instruments used in the worship of other religions in that time.
In pagan worship. 因为在哥林多这个城市里面有各式各样的庙宇，所以信徒非常熟悉保罗这个比喻究竟要指些什么。
There were all kinds of temples in that city, so the believers knew what Paul meant.
他在说，在一个基督的教会里面，如果有一个人有这样不可思议的能力。 可是却没有爱的时候，跟那些在异教崇拜的人没有区别，你还是一个拜偶像的人，你根本不认识神。
So it means that if there's somebody in our Christian church like that, you are still a person who worship idol. You don't really know God.
可以再往下一页。对，继续。你看到我们在这边以后，你看到保罗在描述的是，他说，爱不是你的能力，不是你的 doing， 对吗？而是你生命当中的一个品格。通常我们这个世界衡量人是什么？你能做些什么？你能成就什么？决定一个人是谁。
So Paul here means what is most important is not what you are doing, but what you are being. In this world, in this society, what is the most important criteria for us to evaluate somebody is what you can do.
大家有没有注意过我们印名片的那种学问艺术？
Have you noticed the trick for us to print our business card?
一般我们会在名片上面留什么信息啊？
What information do we put on the business card?
名字得有，还有呢？
Title.
联系方式， OK， 还有呢？得有 title， 对不对？
Title
通常会印什么？
Title, what title do you put on the business card?
可能有两类，我猜。第一类是表，就是说你的职业背景的，对不对？说你的这个专业技能、专业成就，对吗？比如说你是一个 CPA、CFA、CIA， 对吧？
yeah. So what one type of title is shows what kind of professional skills and what kind of professional positions you have, like what CPA, CIA, CIA, I don't
see. 对 ，CIA 是个职业技能，对吗？或者是你在这个公司在这个企业里面你的职务你的地位
对吧 what kind of position you hold in this organization
你的资深程度
your professional levels
比如说你是什么 CEO
CFO
UFO 没有 UFO 你大概明白我的意思我还从来没有见过有一个人在自己的名片上面印空白的，说好人某某某。
I've never seen somebody just put, you know, a blank title with just a good person, somebody.
因为这个在商业的世界里面没用，对吗
？It doesn't mean anything in the business world if you're a good person or not.
对，我不在乎你是一个什么样的人，我只在乎你能做些什么。
I don't care what kind of person you are, I just care what you can do.
对吧？你把好人写在你的简历上面，没有附加值的。
There's no value if you put just a good person in your resume.
可是我们看到，在这个保罗列出来的对比当中，他说，好像神不是最看重我们能够成就些什么，我们的能力有多大，他指向我们的内在，我们是谁。
Paul here pointed out that God care more about our internal character, what we are, our beings more than what we can do.
他指到我们这个生命的特质的时候，第一点，我们从第一节看出来的，爱不等同于能力。
First of all, he pointed out that when he talks about our character, love is not equal to our ability.
我们看第二节，我若有先知讲到的恩赐，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并且有全备的信。哇、wow, ，我们来看一下这几个词代表什么。
Okay, that's verse two. If I have the gift of prophet and can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, if I have a faithful, I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love.
哥林多前，如果你读那个上下文，哥林多前书十二章到十四章都是在讲一个大的话题，属灵的恩赐。
If you check the context, before, after this, this part of the scripture, they are all about the spiritual gifts.
我在这边就不读了。比如说《哥林多前书》第七节、第十二章第七节到十一节，他提到众多的属灵恩赐里面有信心的恩赐，有讲道的恩赐，有翻方言的恩赐，有智慧的恩赐。
Well, he mentioned a lot of different gifts, like the gift of faith, gift of preaching, the gift of translating tongues, gift of wisdom.
他说，假如有一个人有这么多了不起的属灵的恩赐，但是呢，他没有爱。
Paul mentioned that suppose there's a person with all these kind of great gifts, but he doesn't have love.
他算不得什么。
He is nothing.
他仍然不知道自己是谁。
He doesn't know who he is.
第二点我们看得很重要的在这里面，他说一个人生命的品质啊，爱不等同于恩赐。
So here the second point is the love is not equivalent to the gifts you have.
可能有人会问，他说那第二节跟第一节恩赐跟能力有什么差别？
You may ask what's the difference between the gift and the abilities.
比如说有一个人很擅长乐器，对吧？
For example, somebody is really good at playing instruments.
这是他的能力。
So that's his or her.
但是如果他用这样的能力去服侍教会的话，这就变成了一种恩赐，对吗？
So if he or she used that ability to serve the church, that become gifts.
也就是说，我简单的来总结一下，能力是属于自己的。
A simple summary. Ability is belongs to ourselves.
恩赐是属于大家的。
Gift should belong to the whole church, everybody.
恩赐是用自己的能力去服侍其他人。
Gift is to use our own abilities to serve others in the church.
可是保罗在这边仍然指正提醒我们说，就算一个人有恩赐，也就是说他在服侍，他做一些服侍了，可是呢，他仍然可能没有爱。
Paul here warns us that even somebody use his gifts to serve others, so the church, he might still have no love.
甚至神可能对他的评语说你什么都不是。
Well, it's even possible that God gave the evaluation to him that you are nothing.
你还记得马太福音第七章吗？21节到23节，门徒们被差遣出去传道以后，很兴奋地回来汇报工作。
Do you still remember Matthew?
Matthew 7. 21 to 23.
21 to 23, those disciples come back to report their work for spreading gospel.
耶稣却对他们说不是那些称呼我主啊主啊的人都能进天国，唯独遵行我父旨意的人才可以。
Jesus told them that not everybody called me Lord can go into heaven. Only who follow my Father's commands can go into heaven.
他说到那日的时候，必有很多人在我面前说，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道吗？我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？我们不是奉你的名行过很多神迹奇事吗？
Well, that day probably there will be a lot of persons said, Oh Lord, didn't we did a lot of miracles in your name?
可是耶稣说，我明明地告诉他们，我从来不认识你们。
I will tell them the truth that I never know you guys.
很有意思哈。他说甚至有一个人有这样不可思议的属灵恩赐的人都不一定是一个认识神的人。
It's interesting to know that even somebody with such kind of spiritual gifts might not be a person who really knows God.
也许在别人的眼中你是一个五星级的基督徒。
Probably in somebody else's eyes you are a five-star Christian.
每次聚会的时候你坐前五排。不是特指你
们。
你开放自己的家庭接待其他人。
You open your house to host the gathering.
你有很好的道德表现。
You have a high moral standard.
受别人的尊敬。
Highly respected by others.
但是仍然有可能在你的生命当中是没有爱的。
It's still possible that you don't have love in your life.
其实这是一个很严厉的一个对我们的一个提醒来的。
It is a serious warning to us.
我自己经常你知道是会站讲台，在教会里面，在其他的一些会议或者是机构里面会讲道演讲。
He often standing on the stage to give speech or preach in different churches and conferences.
要结束以后，通常很多的弟兄姐妹都很怎么说，很有恩慈。都会走过来说谢谢我，说你的讲道怎么怎么样影响他们，或者是怎么样祝福到他们启发他们。
OK, After the speech or the sermon, many brothers and sisters often approaches to him and thank him and said, okay, your sermon or speech had impact on their life and how they benefit from that.
或者别人会说，我说，哇，你懂得真多。你读过这么多书，对我很有启发。
Because some may also say, "Wow, you know a lot. You read a lot of books, and I learned a lot from you."
通常我就会外表谦虚地他们说哪里哪里，感谢主。
Typically, he will, kind of like a humble, said, "Okay, praise the Lord."
都是神的恩典。
All the mercy of God.
有时候当我自己比如说开着车或自己离开的时候，有时候就开了一场自我的敬拜赞美会。
So when I was driving back home, I started a home worship and praising for myself.
有一次我去一个教会里面讲道，讲完了以后你知道跟往常一样，可是很有趣的是有一个姐妹走到我面前来，她说哎，你今天讲的挺好的，然后我就在等她接下来要说什么，对吧？她说你讲的很守时。
Well, once I went to a church after I gave my sermon, one sister came to me and said to me, "Well, you did a good job." And I just waited for what she will say after that. And she mentioned that, "Well, you keep calm very well."
后来你知道吗？整个一个下午啊，我都在想她到底要说些什么。
So I thought about the whole afternoon, what exactly she wanted to tell me.
好像我讲的几乎就是一无是处，只有一点，我准时结束了。
So it seems that I, didn't do anything except just, finish up on time.
我发现我自己的心态开始有些改变了，从以前那种很开心，对吗？觉得自己 accomplish something， 觉得我自己做了一些让别人有益处的事情，变成了有点自怜。甚至觉得有点委屈。
Then I realized that, my feeling kind of changed from belief that I have accomplished something to some kind of self-pity.
对，甚至开始有一点小小的苦毒开始在那发酵了。
Even a little bit of bitterness.
后来我就在反省，说为什么我这么样在乎别人对我的评价。
Then I examine myself. Why do I care so much about others' assessment?
我问自己，什么样的评价最让我开心？
I ask myself, what kind of evaluation from others make me happy?
你知道，通常都是那些套路了，对吗？还什么样的评价最让我不开心？
What kind of evaluation make me sad?
我后来反省了一下，在我这么多年成为一个基督徒以后，别人对我最经常的评价是什么？
Then I think about what is the most often evaluation I get from others.
后来我总结了一下，你知道很可怕。我总结完了以后
，Then I made a summary and realized it's horrible.
因为别人对我最长的那个评价，最长的表扬，一是关于我的能力的，二是关于我的恩赐。
Okay, the most often evaluation.Praise about me. One is about my gift. Another is about my abilities.
从来没有人，我也不能说从来没有人，至少别人不是最因为我的品格而称赞过我。
Not many people praise me because of my character.
也就是说，别人只能看到我的 doing， 没有人看到我的 being。
So other people can only see my doing instead of my being.
要作为一个经常教导的人，这是一个很大很大的一个属灵的试探。
As a teacher, this is a great temptation.
因为你们只有时间在可能四五十分钟里面来看我讲些什么。
Because you only have like 45 minutes to see what I'm teaching.
你能够知道一些我懂些什么。
You know what I know.
或者我的人生阅历有哪些？
My, life experience.
甚至有时候可以听我在上面喊口号。
Probably you can hear what I want shout out.
但是你不知道我一周七天每天二十四小时里其他那几百个小时在做些什么。
But you don't know what I do in the rest of the week.
你看不到我在讲台上面如果被别人冒犯的时候我的反应是什么。
you won't see my response if somebody like just offend me on the stage.
或者我的权柄被挑战的时候，我会是怎么样
？My authority was is challenged. What I will do?
或者是我在道德上被试探的时候，
or,
我是如何去回应
？Tempted. What is my response?
你知道在美国大家可能听过很多这样的故事，某某名目，对吧？知名的讲员，了不起这个基督徒作家，受人爱戴，影响过很多人的，有一天突然爆出一个很大的丑闻来，让很多人都很惊慌失措，很多人因为他信心跌倒。
Well, you probably heard that kind of stories in America, some famous pastors, highly respected, and all of a sudden come up with some kind of a scandal, spread us andmake others stumble and fall.
那如果你这可能有点马后炮的嫌疑了，如果你稍微可以快进一些在他们生命或者服侍里面的时候，你也看到什么？他们渐渐的已经脱离了这个会众，他们服侍人群的监督。
Well, if you check what happened during their previous serving experience, you probably find they are kind of separated from.What they serve. The communication between them and the congregation is just limited during the serving time.
他能够影响底下的会众这些人呢，仅仅是他的能力，他的恩赐。
Only his ability and his gift can influence the members of the church.
而他内在的品格，没有人。或者只有很少数的人才能知道怎么回事。
But not many persons, very few persons know what is the internal character he has.
所以，你知道，有时候来想，这真的是一个非常大的一个属灵的挑战。
This is really a big, challenging spiritual temptation challenge.
我有一个朋友他很有趣，他也经常在教会里面讲道分享。
I have a friend who often sharing in church.
他给自己一个要求。
He gave himself a requirement.
他说他，因为大家道理上都明白，我们每个人都是一个有残缺的罪人，都是靠着神的恩典才能够去承担这样的职事，对吗？
Well, everybody knows that each of us is a sinner, is imperfect. Only with God's mercy and grace we can.
我们都是一个有宝贝藏在里面的瓦器。
We are a
vessel.
A vessel with treasure in it.
对，他说，每次我在讲到要举例子的时候啊，我要挑战自己，我要举一个自己失败的例子。
So he said to himself, every time I use an example, I'm going to challenge myself and use a.My own failure as an example.
因为只有这样才能让别人看到我的神是如此的真。
Only in this way, other people can actually see how true our God is.
让别人不会看我高于我实际所是的。
So that other person won't see me above what I'm really is.
甚至不让我自己，你知道，想当然的觉得 ，OK， 我就是我所说的那个样子，而忘记了我真正是谁。
So that I won't.Actually believe that I'm really what I just said.
我们来看第三节。
Well, verse three.
他说：“我若把一切所有的分给人，又舍己身被人焚烧，却没有爱，对我仍然毫无益处。”
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing.
前面我们说了。保罗说爱不等同于能力，爱不等同于恩赐，在这里面保罗甚至说爱甚至不等同于善行。
In the previous paragraph, Paul said love is not equivalent to abilities and gifts and fear. Paul pointed out that love is not even equal to good behaviors.
我们可能会有些好奇，说有善行的人怎么可能会没有爱啊？
We might wonder that how come a person who do all good things with no love?
我们常常在媒体上面或者在自己的生活的周围知道很多好人好事，对吗？
we can often know from the mediums that a lot of you know, good persons surrounding us.
我觉得怎么可能没有爱的人会做出来这样的举动？
We might think how is that possible for somebody with no love can do that.
可是圣经里面他甚至说，就算是人行善，他背后的动机也是不一样的。有些人是出于要证明自己，要高举自己；有些人呢是出于爱和怜悯。
In Bible it says the motivation of doing good deeds are different. Some motivations is to exalt ourselves, to prove ourselves, and another kind of motivation is actually out of love.
在新约里面，你知道耶稣特别针对的人群就有这个特征。
In New Testament, Jesus particularly criticized some group of persons.
在旧约当中，神告诫以色列人特别不要忽略三类人的需要：孤儿、寡妇和寄居的。
In the Old Testament, God particularly remind us don't overlook the needs of three kinds of persons: orphans, widows, and aliens. Right?
对 ，aliens 外星人。然后操，对。为什么他特别要提这三种人啊？因为在这三种人的身上是最能够证明一个人的爱心的，因为你爱这些人，帮助这些人是完全没有回报可图的。
Why God particularly mentioned these three kind of persons? Because if you love them, it shows your motivation because you won't get anything back from them.
你知道吗？直到今天，在我们的社会里面，最容易被忽视的、被歧视的，仍然就是三类人：孤儿、寡妇和外地人。
Yeah, even today, there are still people that are most likely to be overlooked.
我在国内的时候做很多，就是代理一些大公司的叫 CSR 那个项目。CSR 意思是 Corporate Social Responsibility， 叫社会企业企业社会责任。
When I was in China, I did a lot of projects related to CSR, which stands for Corporation Social Relation
Social Responsibility、
yeah. Social Responsible
比如说一个公司他要花这么多钱去做一些善事对吗所以我要帮助他怎么样把这些钱花出去做一些有质量 有影响力的一些项目
Companies they want to spend money on charity so he help those companies to how to spend the money to do good things
大家在或者新闻或者在报纸上面都常常听到这样的东西对吗可是我发现很有意思，在绝大部分的公司里面，他们的 CSR 部门跟 PR 部门、公关部门是一起的。
Well, I found out an interesting thing that in most companies, the CSR department actually is the same department as the PR, the public relation.
你知道为什么吗
？Why？
因为行善的目的是为了要给企业的公关形象加分。
Because the reason they want to do those kind of charity activities is because they want to build up their public relation.
也就是说，花这笔钱的首要的目的不是为了我们，真的是因为这群人的需要，我们有感动要做些什么。首先的需要是这个项目符不符合我们整个企业的形象。
So actually, you know, the first objective for doing this is not.It's not the real need of those people. Instead, it's what kind of appearance we can build up, we can establish by doing that.
我们做这个项目最大的考量，首要的考量，并不是说这些人会得到什么样的帮助，而是我们能够得到什么样的帮助和回报。
The first thing the company considered for doing that is not what those people get. Instead, it's what we as the company.
所以有时候我们很无奈，在写各式各样的 proposal 的时候，就要很巧妙的告诉他这个项目如何能够回报你。
So sometimes it's very disappointing when we write proposal. We have to figure out, you know, what kind of benefit you get for doing this.
所以在这里面，保罗告诉我们，爱甚至不等同于善行。
Here Paul tells us love is not equivalent to good deeds, good behavior.
他说，如果你误以为自己的道德表现、自己的善行就是你自己的爱的话，就是你的品格的话，其实你对你没有什么益处的。
So he said, if you think your good behavior is equivalent to your love, you gain nothing.
很讽刺啊，你看行善的目的就是为了要得到些什么，对吧？或者是别人得回报，或者我自己 feel good about myself。 可是神说，如果你把这两者弄混淆了，其实没意思的，对你没有益处。
So it's funny that actually, you know, many people, they try to get something by doing good deeds, but here God says actually you gain nothing for doing that.
第四节到第八节，一个很长的那个了不起的修饰，形容各式各样的形容词，排比，啊，对吧
？Okay, well, this verse, four to verse eight, long description of love.
可是我不会一个词一个词来解释，因为我也没那么多时间。
I'm not going to explain each word.
但是你注意到没有，在这里面保罗他很清楚的去分开两个概念。保罗在这里面没有说爱就是不打人不骂人，爱就是给老公打洗脚水，给老婆做指甲，对吧
？Have you noticed that Paul didn't say love is not to beat others, curse others, prepare water for washing your husband's feet or polish nails for your wife？
他在讲的最重要一点就是把我们的观点转变过来，爱不只是 doing， 而是 being。
Yeah, he's trying to change our mind and emphasize that love is not doing but being.
说爱就是一个人价值观的表现。
Love is the reflection of a person's value.
美国人常常说 you are what you eat, right?
吃什么像什么。
对，吃什么像什么，非常好翻译。你如果每天吃一个汉堡包，可能一个月以后你长得就会像个汉堡包。
You're going to look like a hamburger if you eat hamburger every day.
可是圣经中说 ，You are what you love.
The Bible says you are 你爱什么你就怎么说的，就是什么。
就你是你所爱。
你是你所爱。
一个人真正他心里面爱些什么，看重些什么，其实就渐渐的影响这个人究竟是谁，他生命的特质就会被改变。
What you are will be influenced gradually by what you really love in your heart.
我读过一本很好的书，是奥古斯丁写的《上帝之城》。
I read a book, City of God, authored by Augustine.
这本书很特别，因为它是基督教历史当中第一本去总结什么是一个基督徒的历史观。
This is an interesting book because it was the first book that summarized what is the vision of history from the Christian's perspective.
它中间记载了好几封，他和这个奥古斯丁是一个当时的一个罗马的一个主教，他和一个年轻的慕道友叫 Lawrence， 他们两个之间的书信来往。
There were a couple of letters collected in this book between Augustine and a young man. Lawrence.
当时罗马城面对着很多内忧外患。
At that time, the city of Rome were facing a lot of challenges and troubles.
在外部受很多东方蛮族的武力入侵。
There were invasion from east.
奄奄一息。
It was dying at that time.
这个年轻人 Lawrence 产生了很多对基督教的怀疑，因为那个时候你知道基督教已经是罗马的国教了。
So the Lawrence started. Doubting the Christianity at that time, because at that time the Roman has adopted Christian as the nation religion.
他问这个奥古斯丁，他说：“为什么当罗马信奉太阳神、拜各式各样异教的时候，坚固太平，对吧？太平盛世，可是改信基督教以后，却好像没有得到上帝的保守？
Okay,
基督教是不是真的灵？”
He asked the question why Roman was strong and solid when they worship the God of Sun, but after they converted to Christian, it seemed that they didn't get protection from God. Is Christian a real, true faith?
他说，这些基督徒有一天要沦陷于这些异教徒的手中，受折磨的时候，上帝在哪里？
He asked, "Okay, where is God when those Christians were conquered by those non-believers and suffered in their hands?"
奥古斯丁给他的回信里面，他讲了两个概念，他说是上帝之城跟世人之城。世人之城是我们可以看得见的，这个世间的荣华兴衰，对吗？罗马城是一个了不起的城，可是有一天它衰败了。可是上帝之城却从来不曾被人的手所拆毁过。
In his response letter, Augustine mentioned two kinds of cities, the city of God and the city of man, like the Roman, it was a city of man. The physical city that we can see, it was dying and collapsing, but the city of God will never be distracted by human beings' hands.
他向他来解释什么是一个基督徒世界观里面那些暂时的和永恒的区别。
He explains what's the difference between the eternal and the temporal things in our vision.
他说到，他说归根到底啊，看一个人是不是个好人，不是听他说自己相信些什么，盼望些什么，而是看他心里真正爱些什么。
He said essentially to check if a person is a good person is not to listen to what he said about what he believes in, what he hopes for. Instead, we check what he loves in his heart.
很棒的一个总结，他说 You are what you love.
What a good summary that he gave is you are what you love.
我们都知道，在我们的生命当中有很多的优先次序，对吧？
We have a lot of priority levels in our life.
可是，一个基督徒世界观里面最基本的一点，你知道吗？爱神是爱人和爱己的根源。
Well, a fundamental thing in our Christian's belief is loving God. That's the foundation for loving people, including ourselves.
马可福音十二章二十八到三十一节讲到最大的两条诫命，对吗？
Mark 12 verse 28-31
其中三十节三十一节说要全心全性全意全力爱主你的神其次是爱人如己
It says love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength and the second is love your neighbor as yourself
当我们在生命当中失去了对神的敬畏失去了对于神的依靠的时候
when we lose our respect and rely on our God
我们不可能有那种我们想象中的爱去爱周围的人
we can love people surrounding us
我们甚至都不能够用这样的东西去对待我们自己
we can even love ourselves
当保罗在第四节第八节讲到这么多的形容词说爱有什么什么特征的时候
When Paul described love in verse 4 to verse 8 with all kind of words,
他好像一个字都没有提到神，对不对？
It seems that he didn't mention God.
对吧？可是不代表我们可以在神以外去建立自己的这样的品格。
But it doesn't mean that it's possible for us to establish such character outside God.
敬畏神、爱神是我们品格的根源。
Fearing God and loving God, that's the source, that's the foundation of our character.
只有我们把神放在我们这个优先次序的第一位的时候，其他那些东西才会被放得有条理。
Only when we put God in the top priority, everything else can be in the right order.
这个是这段圣经要告诉这个教会的。在第十二章到第四章里面，他讲到了有很多因为能力带来教会的分裂。
Well, that's the point that he wants to make. Tell the church because he mentioned in chapter 12 and mentioned a lot of confusion caused by gifts.
还因为属灵的恩赐所带来的纷争。
The separation caused by spiritual gifts.
你看，你还记得吗？当时他们讨论究竟什么样，什么是说方言，对吧？造成了很多教会里的混乱跟结党。
It talks about what is speaking tongues and causes a lot of troubles in church.
保罗甚至在最后的时候说，他讲到说，就算我能够周济穷人，舍己身教火焚烧的话，没有爱仍然无益。
He mentioned that even I can give all I have to the poor and surrender my body to flames with no love, I gain nothing.
我不知道这句话是不是也特有所指。
I don't know if that this sentence particularly refer to something.
是不是当时在教会里面有些人高举自己的这种行为表现善行，为了是让别人尊敬他跟随他
？There might be some persons in church at that time like just show off their good behavior so that they can earn respect from others.
所以你看到吗？这段经文是一个非常严肃的、严谨的一个神学的回应。
So this paragraph is a very rigorous theology response to that.
他的语言确实很美，可是他绝对不是只是一个抒情诗。
The language is beautiful, but it's not definitely not a poem.
所以我们今天的基督徒，我希望也可以在这方面得到提醒。你要爱不等同于我们的能力，爱不等同于我们的恩赐，爱甚至不等同于我们的善行，爱是因为认识神、敬畏神而有的生命的被翻转的品质。
Hopefully we can be reminded today again that love is not equal to our abilities, our gifts, not even our behaviors. Love is something we have as our character after we know God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们知道我们的义在你的面前好像衣衫褴褛的衣裳。
Dear Lord, we know that our righteousness is nothing in front of you.
你却在爱子基督里接纳我们，饶恕我们。
But you accept us and forgive us in Jesus Christ.
称我们为天国的子民，蒙爱的儿女，君尊的祭司。
Call us the people in heaven and beloved children and.
我们感谢你。
Thank you.
求你让我们常常的去思想我们这个被翻转的生命的时候，我们的生命有指望。
May you let us think about our life, which is converted by you and get hope.
当我们也看到，就算是在现在，我们仍然里面有各式各样的自私、贪婪、不诚实的时候。
Let us see that even now we still have the greedy selfishness and, in our hearts.
我们向你呼求，神，求你用圣灵帮助我们，改变我们。
May you use your Holy Spirit to help us and to change us.
主啊，让我们不是为了假装，用这些外表的东西去证明自己。
So that we won't just try to, you know,pretend to something to prove ourselves.
让我们可以由内到外，真的是心意被更新。
So that we can renew from inside out.
让我们明白真理以后，就可以真的去喜爱那些你所喜爱的。
So that after knowing the truth, we really love what you love.
远离那些你所憎恶的。
Stay away from what you hate.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.